Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bob, there's a lot going on in the world, in the sports world right now, but I figured today would be a good day just to have a conversation. And as it turns out, about your career in sports. As it turns out, you're telling me your 38th anniversary in this business was when?
July 2nd.
Do you remember what you covered or what you were doing that day 38 years ago on July 2nd?
Yeah, my first job was to cover Jan Stevenson at the LPGA event down in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Wow. What do you remember about it?
That it was a hot day, and that I always come away, and that's really the first time I had watched professional women on the golf tour, and I was amazed at their temper compared to guys that I knew. I mean, very relaxed. The swing was not rushed. There's a lot of tempo in it, and how accurate they were off the tee. That's what I remember most about it. I also remember that Jan Stevenson was a very interesting interview.
Now, in these 38 years, who has been your favorite athlete to interact with? Who do you think was the best quote? Maybe those are two separate questions.
Yeah, that would be two separate questions. I actually thought the man with the best quotes, or at least a guy who was very thoughtful, was Tom Barrasso. But I thought maybe to his own disadvantage, you know. He was so thoughtful about his answers that he would think you're asking something that you really weren't, but he would perceive it in a way that was not exactly the intent. I thought he was interesting about that. I thought the one to interact with the best was Jerome Bettis. I'd put Jerome Bettis and Mario Lemieux 1-2 on that list.
Wow, that's interesting, because I think for a lot of people it was difficult to get Mario to talk a lot, you know what I mean? But I think you probably had a relationship with him that extended beyond the locker room, yes?
Yes, and I just think there's a lot more to Mario. He's a very reserved guy, but I think he's one of the most fascinating guys in sports, and honestly, one of the funniest guys. But I mean, from that point of view, it made it easier to have conversations with him about, you know, sports, his role in sports. Bettis, just, I did a television show with him for 12 years, so you develop a lot of interesting relationships with people you get to work with, not unlike the one you have with Al Villanueva here on this radio station, Joe. When you get a chance to do something beyond just ask questions in a locker room, I think you open up your personality. There's more of a trust factor, and it's hard to get a trust factor today when dealing with sports figures, mostly because there's so much media. And a lot of these guys are surrounded by their own, entourage people who make sure that you have to go through them before you get to that person. I'm sure you will attest to this. It used to be you can just develop it. And then what happened was trust between you and that person. And if he told you some or she told you something that was not designed for public use, then you keep it that way. If you didn't, all of a sudden that trust blows up.
Yeah, I will say I've always been sort of drawn to the athletes who are just seemingly normal and know that they're really, except for what they can do on a court or a sheet of ice or a field, they know they're just regular, normal people. You can immediately tell that. And that is one thing about Mario that I did. I got to cover him the year that he came back. That was the only year I really covered him as a player. And I found that to be true, that for being one of the, well, maybe the, but one of probably two or three of the greatest players in the history of his sport, he had a very firm grasp of the fact that he's just a guy, you know, in many ways, just a normal guy. And that part of it I really enjoyed in covering him. And that was at a time still when I was, you know, going on the team bus and things like that to practices and weird stuff like that, that I still can't believe actually happened at that time. How about a coach? How about a coach that you've enjoyed more than any other in those 38 years as the garbage truck goes down the street?
Yeah, you can tell what the kind of trucks are going, can't you? As far as a coach is concerned, I thought the most interesting was Chuck Knoll. And I say that only because you never got anything out of Chuck in terms of football questions you may want an answer for. He just was very guarded. He was going to tell you an answer. He was very respectful. But I found him to be so much more engaging when you talked to him about other things other than football. And he would open up, his eyes would get big, you know, wine connoisseur, aviation fan, all these different things that you can get out of him that you wouldn't have expected based on what your, you know, perception of him was based on interviews he's given. I always thought he was interesting. I love Badger Bob for that reason. I thought he was very approachable. Eddie Johnston, another guy who would, you'd almost have to caution Eddie, hey, Eddie, stop. You're giving me too much. You don't need to go there. And Chuck Tanner. Oh, how can you forget about Chuck Tanner? Chuck Tanner was one of the nicest guys, most optimistic guys I've ever met. I think more people can live and learn through what Chuck Tanner was all about in terms of bringing people together. But he did it in a way that was encouraging, and everyone was different. He treated everyone differently based on what he knew of that person. He made a point to get him. I think Jim Leland has been great to cover just because he's very real. He's very emotional. He doesn't hide anything. He wants to tell you as it is. I appreciate those kinds of guys, Joe.
Yeah, and I think you hit on a real key, although I wonder moving forward how often reporters are actually going to be in locker rooms. But it's the part about talking to athletes about things other than sports. And whenever somebody who's younger or just breaking into our field wants to know what it's like and what are the best ways to deal with athletes, I always mention that, is try to learn about things that they're interested in and talk to them about that. Because sometimes, on some days, even if you don't get it like a story or an interview, just go in and BS a little bit with them about things, because it'll help you then the next time you go in for a formal interview. And I think that, I mean, that's how Anything But Football with Al was born, because it was about just going up and talking to him about anything but football, because you know what? Football was the last thing at that time, plus all the political stuff that was happening and how he became a focal point of that anthem controversy. Those were the last things on earth he wanted to talk about. How about this one, Bob? The media colleague during your time that you would categorize as least afraid to ask a tough question, as most likely maybe to ask a tough question in a locker room or press conference setting that would possibly tick somebody off?
Okay, well, this will go back, and if you may or may not remember him, but his colleague of mine at KDK, Steve Talbot. Do you remember him by any chance?
No.
Okay, well, he was there, and I mean, he took pride in going in there and doing whatever he could to be in that position. And I always thought of him as the one person who was going to get thrown out of a locker room. He never did, but I always thought he might be. Really, really good reporter, but I mean, he was really digging to find whatever he could find, and he wasn't afraid to ask. I've always respected him for that.
The first guy who opened my eyes when I first started going into locker rooms, and it was hockey locker rooms at the time, was the late, great Sam Nover. I was like, wow, did you just ask him that? He ticked off Kevin Stevens in a large way, one of the first Penguins games I ever covered, and I admired that about him, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, Sam wasn't afraid. And Sam would always give you this I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. He makes you feel like you're part of his team. You know, he would be over the top and exuberance when he talked to you. Then he'd hit you with something that you really didn't want to talk about sometimes. Yeah, God rest Sam Nover. He was one of the best in the business.
I did a really fun piece with him and Bob Smyth a couple of years ago. I wanted to find a couple people who had been around for a long time, let's put it that way, to choose their all-time Steeler teams, and I would choose mine, and we would compare and contrast. And he was great. He was really fun to talk to, and this was just maybe about a year before he passed away. I didn't know him that well, but he seemed to take an interest in my career very early on and was very good to me, and I always enjoyed talking to him, Sam Nover.
Yeah, very, very good on the air, too. He was one of the guys that got to know over the years, and if you ever needed some help, you can call him. I think that's another thing that's important, too, Joe. The one thing I've learned, and I've tried to be true with this, with people who come to our station, young interns or whatever, I try to always remember why I was that person too. All of us have a start point, and whatever that is, you benefited by people who are willing to take some time and help you. And I've tried to do that with people that have come, you know, along the way and looking for encouragement one way or the other, and how you know, and your real answers about what this business is about, what you can do, and how you should, you know, kind of work yourself in a position where you get noticed, and how much work that takes, and just the ability just not to give up, you know. A lot of guys want to give up before they even give it a legitimate start. The only thing about failure, all that means is you haven't succeeded yet. You got to keep pushing. And sometimes it's hard to do, but if you're really into it, that's what you have to do.
That was a very enjoyable conversation, Bob.
Thank you, Joe.
And I agree with you on that last point. I think you always remember. I know I do. I always remember how people treated me the first time that I interacted with them. You know when the first time I saw Ron was?
Oh, I don't know.
On an elevator.
Bill's wild card game?
No, on an elevator at the Post Gazette, and he was angry because he was waiting for a call from Howard Baldwin. But he was kind enough to say hello to me. And I was just a lowly stringer. Very nice man, Ron is. Would you agree?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Horse with a big move there. You can follow us on Twitter. I never heard that laugh before. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Somebody's got a machine going on there, Bob, in the background, perhaps a weed whacker.
It's an air conditioner. Like. It's an air conditioner. What prompted that? I want to know what the question was that prompted that, or what comment.
That Ron's a very nice man, I guess, but you can shop all three locations at shorkeykia.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. A lot going on in baseball today. We'll talk about that coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.